In the words of a king, there is power. And as we behold him with unveiled faces, we're transformed into the very image of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dr. K. Ijishesan, brought to you by Kingswood Ministries International. We believe that as you listen, faith is stirred up in you to become all that God has called you to be.
Are you ready to receive? You know, I said something in Abuja earlier on. The church where I preach in Abuja, I've preached there 3 times. Today makes it the third time. The young man told me story of how he had known me when I came to inaugurate Global Impact Church 21 years ago. He was part of the protocol that welcomed me. And, you know, but something happened which I did not know. The first time I visited the church, maybe 8-9 years ago, less than 50 people were in our meeting. And apparently something had happened, which I was not aware of. One of their members had lost a baby. And you know, it's in a small church of 50 people or thereabouts, if somebody loses a baby, it's like the whole church has lost a baby. For he told me, he said, I wept. That was how painful it was. He said the whole church community felt it. So they were in that grieving period. And I came to Abuja not knowing, not being told. I've even forgotten. In fact, when he was talking about it, I'm like, are you talking about someone else? And he said in that meeting, I called the lady forward. And I said, I see 2 children. You're going to have twins. And according to him, he said, I named the children. And lo and behold, she got pregnant with twins. And the children to today bear those names. I'm saying this to prepare you. No, things have happened through me that I thought I was joking. But apparently God was at work. You know, listen. You know, he says, I will watch over my word to perform it. There are a bunch of words I've spoken in Asia, in America, in Europe that I forgot. And the people that the words related to came back with testimony. And they're like, you said it. I said, when? Thank God I'm not the one watching over the world. And I had the Lord say, Lekki, it's your turn tonight. You know, Deji travels all over the world with me now. He's a product of the word. You know, I mean, if there's anybody I've tested my prophetic anointing with over and over, it's him. You know, when the wife eventually got pregnant and you're expecting the baby that you've been expecting for 10 years, it's now on the way. I looked at him, I said, Deji, go and resign your job. I'm not, you know, that's a very dangerous word. Because that's what the Lord told me. There's a capacity about to be unleashed, but for as long as you remain an employee, that capacity will not come. The rest is history. I said all that to prepare somebody, because a word is coming your way. A word that will literally move you out of your comfort zone. Because I came to Lekki hungry today. Angry. Right anger. I came to Lekki because there's so much in you. And so little is being seen. Listen, the blessing is not designed primarily to make you comfortable. Oh my God. The blessing is designed for much more than your luxury. The blessing is not just for paying bills. The blessing is not just for living in a nice environment, you know, flying first class or even having a private jet. The blessing is much more than that. I came here as a supernatural surgeon to open you up to a whole new realm awaiting you. And I had the Lord saying, as you declare these words prophetically, Makatuso prolokote yekiyata. I just need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people that will be open and sensitive enough to catch it. Because I see a generation running with this word. I see a generation taking over with this word. Listen, blessing was designed for takeover. So if it's not takeover, it's a waste. Did you hear me? Ultimately, the blessing is for what? Takeover. I need you to shout takeover with all your lungs. Until you take over that space, until you take over that industry, until you take over that city, until somebody gets to know that God is in our midst through your life, then it's a waste. The blessing is for takeover. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Let me bring the pulpit down. This is it possible, or is heavy? If it's too heavy, I'll grind up. It's just that, you know, this word is so strong in my heart that I need to be close to you. Somebody shall take over. Now, the same way I'm hungry, I want you to leave this place hungry. You know, there's this phrase they use in Yoruba. It's a Oba Idu. In other words, a local champion. It's like, I'm doing well, oh, I'm doing well. Maybe you have been deceiving yourself, and God has been watching you from heaven. He's like, so what is he saying? Is doing well. You have not even scratched the surface of my intent, and you're already settling. Before you know it, you are calling yourself a coach. Coaching what? What are you coaching? What have you experienced to even coach? God is saying that I just introduced you into a realm and you're settled. But tonight I speak by the Holy Ghost. As a prophet of God, I speak to the potential within you as the word of the Lord comes to you. Mekasuta kakashataba. I see a generation, I see a people, I see someone that we lead on makente yesete brolo okokota ya shatababa menonono kote yekia kataya okokota papa embrulo kote yekiasa manonono kotaya manononononononononono makokatike bakataya atalo kotaya shakaba kataya okokolo kobakakaka mememebe okokota boku adaya womana ya kotaya Kakatoka baka mama kota afuka taya desa. I say somebody. You know, maybe I've been a midwife over several ministries in this nation. But listen, I'm not just a midwife over pastor. I'm a midwife over billionaires. I sat in the plane and the Lord began to show me things. I'm talking about 2 hours ago. Because it's time to bat giants. Are you listening to me? I've said this over and over. I said it in Ife. I said it in Akure. I said it in Abuja. And I'm saying it in Lekki tonight. Covenant is bigger than geography. Lift up your 2 hands and shout, I will not be limited by my geography. Genesis chapter 1. Owo Oluwembe Gloria Ongbe mi fo Owo Oluwa. Nathan, is he around? Ongbe mi fo. Listen to this. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. What about this? Oh, Luambe, Lori, Shemio. Oh, baby,
amazing thing about this heaven and earth Goshen thing is that it does not just touch you. It touches everything connected to you. You know, in Genesis chapter 45 verse 10, can you project it? Genesis 45 verse 10, it says, I want you near me in Goshen. You, your children, your children's children, your flock, your ass, and everything that belongs to you. So tonight, you are not just doing it for you. You are doing it for anything connected to you. Ishe, Ebi, Ara. Look at it. He said, you shall dwell in the land of Goshen. I have an announcement for you. You're already in that land. You know, when the Lord opened my eyes, he said, do you know Joseph is a type of Jesus? With all we did to him, yet he said, forget it. I have nothing against you. In fact, I need you near me. You didn't do anything wrong. You are fulfilling prophecy. Because if I have not been killed, you would not have been ransomed. If you have not sold me, there will be no one to preserve you. Come near me. The word Goshen literally means near me, draw near. A new creation is in Christ. Can anything be nearer than that? We don't go to Goshen. We are in Goshen. And you know the amazing thing about near me is this. Near me is a place of intimacy. Is a place of download. Why does he need you near him? Because near him is where the secret place is. He said the secret things belong to God, and the things that are revealed belong to you and what? Your children. Near me, protected. Near me, provided for. What about near me, exempted? Hails falling everywhere in Egypt, but near me, no hail. Swarms of flies all over Egypt, but near me, no fly. Lift up your two hands and shout, no fly. Listen, fly there speaks of demons. What did I say? There are demons everywhere. There are what? Demons everywhere. Listen, you gotta know you are following. Are you following men or Christ? You know, there are things that the enemy will strategically do in this season to shake people's foundation. So if your foundation is not right, you'll be in trouble. These are not the days that something evil will happen to somebody you respect. And the next day, say, it could have been me. I'm in Goshen. It's unfortunate it happened. But where am I? My reality is Goshen. In Goshen, we don't die like chicken. My faith is not built on people's testimony. It's built on the word. Now that takes me to this song. Igbagbo mi duro lori eje ato. Come on, somebody that knows this, pick it up. Lay. Told me, he said, you are in a season that the enemy will strategically take out people that he knows a lot of people look up to. I don't need to say much, right? He will say, oh, he's a good man. If it can happen to you, it can happen to me. Turn to your neighbor and say, it cannot happen to me. Fear is real.
But faith is realer. It cannot happen to me. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, you cannot die anyhow. It's not possible. No evil shall befall you. Okay. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. You know, when I'm in my prophetic mode, I dance around. It's okay. But everything has irrelevance. Apparently, somebody needs to hear that. Because I started hearing some whispering in the spirit. Conversations. Stop that conversation. Ah, such a good man. This light, this life is so light. You can sleep. We don't talk like that here. I can't die like a chicken. It's sad, it's unfortunate, but the word remains the same. With long, with what? Is your life long enough? Is it long enough presently? So you can't die. Okay, look at it. Then God said, let us make man in our what? In our what? So you are made in his what? And likeness. According to our likeness. And he went to say, let them have what? Dominion. The word dominion there is from the Hebrew word radar. Let them have what? Radar. And you know what that word means, Shola? It means rule and reign. Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every cattle, over the cattle of all the heart, over every creepy thing that creeps upon the earth. Now move to verse 28. That's where I'm actually going. Because in verse 28, we're given the different layers and faces that the blessing creates. The first layer, God bless them, right? The word bless means to what? Barak. Now turn to your neighbor and sound like an Hebrew scholar. Say, Barak. Now release your hands and say, I barak you. God barak them. He blessed them. Listen, how did he bless them? And said to them. So the blessing is primarily communicated through words. Words are powerful. What can release blessing? When people want to curse, how do they curse too? We live in a world of words. Sit down. We live in a what? A world of what? Words. Somebody shout words. Turn to him and say, in this system, we don't play with words. Can you see God barracked with what? Words. So he said, he barracked them and said to them, what was the first thing he said? Come on, talk to me. What did he say? Fruitful there from the word para. I'm really Hebrew today. P-A-R-A-H. Para. What does it mean to be? He said, be fruitful. It means to bear, bring forth, to bat. And let me shock you, that is the least level. Bring forth. Bear. Produce. It's like, I'm being careful who I turn to now. It's like, Papa now, bring forth, you know. Produce. It's like produce a boy, you know, like that. Just that's a level. Produce. She's not smiling. To produce, to bear, to bring forth. And as powerful as that is the first layer of the expression of the blessing. Then he went to the next level. He said, and multiply. Multiply from the Hebrew word rabah, which means increase in number or make plenty. So God says, I don't just want you to bring forth. I want to see numbers. Some of us are already fruitful to a large extent, and we're satisfied, we're excited. And God says, it's okay. But there's a next phase. Increase the number. Make it plenty. You know, God likes abundance. I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Abundance of grace. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiply and grew exceedingly mighty. So God is obsessed with large numbers. Write it down. Hey, Robo Lokwap. I went all over the scripture and I'm like, God, you don't just want people to produce, you want them to produce in large number. I'm doing something to your mind. I want your mind. I don't know who I'm talking to. That business is doing well, but God says it can do. You have been producing, and that's amazing. But the numbers need to be increased. Make it plenty. Make it plenty. Don't just produce. Multiply. Somebody shall multiply. So there's a fruitfulness and there's a what? Multiply. Then the next one, you know, the old King James says replenish. But the new King James already makes it easy for us to fill the heart. Because the word replenish means to fill the capacity. In other words, God is not just saying, oh, but increase the number. He said, make sure it's maximized. So it's possible for you to have large numbers, and yet God is like, you're not yet maximized. See, I'm a very modest person. I just think like this. God says, no, that's not the way I think. I think large. Large numbers. Large numbers. Large numbers. In fact, until the capacity is maximized, I'm not satisfied. Replenish the heart. I mean, the scripture we just read, the Exodus chapter 1 verse 7, it said, and the children of Israel, what did they do? They were fruitful. Then they increase abundantly and multiply until they grew exceedingly mighty. Now look at the last phrase. Shout it out. 1, 2, 3, go. They maximize the space. I declare from tonight, a kriya mana sutaba, every capacity attached to you, mantu sukruba lekia tabaya, matu sekia, that has not been filled. I declare in the name of Jesus, you are coming into a new level to fill those capacities. And I had this phrase in my spirit, mental block. Mental block. Some of you, you know, we just eat that mental block. I said, it's okay, Joe. It's like playing football and you met a defense. Like Moreno kind of defense. They repacker. They pack the box. It's Pesero now. So Pesero beat Moreno. Okay. Just pack it. A wall of defense. And just like... It's okay. And you start tossing the ball. Just because of the... God said, no, don't stop. Feel the capacity. Feel it. But you know what the next one said? He said, go back to Genesis 1:28. You know, like I said, fruitfulness is from the Hebrew word para, which is to bat, bear, or bring forth. Multiply is from the Hebrew word rabah, which is to increase in number or make plenty, while replenish is from the Hebrew word malah, which is to fill up to capacity or come into fullness. Then you now want to say verse 28, Genesis 1:28. God bless you, media. So fruitfulness, multiply, replenish, fill it up to capacity, come into fullness, which is malah in Hebrew. Then he says, subdue. You know, when I was researching that word subdue, I realized it literally means to conquer. There are territories to conquer with the use of force. Why? There will be resistance. But the blessing comes with a capacity that conquers. So the blessing does not just produce. The blessing does not just multiply. The blessing does not just fill up the capacity. When the blessing meets with resistance, it breaks through it. Mala, which is replenish. You know, the interesting thing about the subdued one, it sounds like a tongue. You know what the Hebrew word is? Kabash. So you can go use it on your friend tomorrow. I'm going to kabash you. Oh, yeah. Oh. There's a lady that's been difficult. I'm not giving word of knowledge. I'm just giving you strategy. You've been trying to ask her. Says, come here. I will kabash you. Come here. She said, what do you mean? Says, just say it after me. I will be kabash. That means I will conquer you. I will subdue you. I'll subdue you. I'll put in my house. We'll give back to children for me. Told us. Told us. It means to use force to subject, to force into submission. God is aware that you're going to come into spaces. Now, if you read the story of the children of Israel, you know, it was not walked through. Most of the land they took over. They met opposition. But guess what? They had capacity to kabash. Don't you never say, I have capacity to kabash. Subdue. You know, some of us, we don't like resistance. Any resistance, you know what? Maybe it's not the will of God. Resistance is not indicative of God not being involved. In fact, resistance a lot of times is a proof that God is involved. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. There's a fight from rest, but it's still a fight. The pastor said we rest, but even in our restful position, we fight. The only thing is the motivation of our fight is rest. From rest we win. We subdue. And you know, all of this terminates in one word: have dominion. Which is the Hebrew word rada, to rule and reign. Because it's your fruitfulness, your multiplication, your filling the capacity which is replenished, your subduing, all of these routes, is to get you to a place that you are ruling. Dominion. Can you stand on your 2 feet and shout, I rule?
I rule!
Oh my God, I saw angels all over this house, and the Lord told me, he said, this week that you are walking into, those are going to be opening for you in different places. Hey, God, this is not just an ordinary word. It's a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. A time is coming. One amongst you will be so blessed that people will say, oh my God, what are you doing in that church? Something is happening, because God is about to raise rulers of spaces. Oh, I say rulers of spaces. I say rulers of spaces. I say rulers of spaces. Lift up your tools and shout, I rule. If your blessing does not get you to the place of rada, you must rule. Yeah, we're doing fine. No, we just bought a small house. Is that ruling? A cartouche of shop, proloko, taya, balako. If you have to lay people off to maintain your prosperity, then you are not ruling. I'm looking for a generation that will possess the gate of the enemy. That is ruling. Genesis 22 verse 17. As it's coming up, come on, shout one more time. I rule! So, I kabash to what? Radar. I rule. I rule everywhere. I rule my space. I rule globally. I rule everywhere. I have capacity to rule. That is the plan of God for my life. That's the will of God for my life. I will not be satisfied. So I didn't come here to just talk about comfort and luxury. I came tonight to talk about ruling. Ruling. I'm not talking about you get into comfort and you get into maintenance mode. Let's maintain this comfort. People that rule, they are. Yeah. They are tyranny. They rule. They take over. They are not easily satisfied. Maintenance, they don't maintain. You say, okay, let's go to the next level and just maintain this. No. Lift up your two hands and shout, I rule. I didn't make this up. God planned it. He said, I made you to be fruitful, to multiply, fill the capacity to the fullness, and use force when you meet opposition. Use force. Don't back down. Don't say, maybe it's not the will of God. Maybe I'll try. Use force. So in other words, make it, there are things you're going to do, then you will hit it, and you know, they say, it's kabash. This one is kabash, Akria la kota yaba. I'm not going to back and say, Makatayasha. In fact, a few times, it might look as if you got dented. You just say, okay, we are coming back. I rule. Ask Deji. I don't like small things. I remember during the pandemic, there was something we were trying. I said, I just kekere mi o shen kekere. I said, the same effort. Ma fi kekere no ma fi la. Let's go big. I rule. Lift up your two hands and shout, I rule. Oh, Pastor Shola, do you know what I heard? The Lord said, before you even get to rule, you have to increase capacity. That's why the third one is replenish. Fill up. If you have not filled up. In fact, I saw in the realm of the spirit that most of us, that third phase is what we're still trying to get a little breakthrough. Oh, I produce then. Increase more. Say, I'm doing fine. But that third one, fill up capacity, we have not even satisfied it. Fill up capacity. Because God knows there's something ahead of you that you will need force to subdue. Subdue. Because ultimately, you must rule and reign. Romans 5:17 makes it clear that the objective of eternal life is reign. It's a reign in life. Death has reigned until Jesus came. Now Jesus has come and has given us life. Then with that life, we reign. We rule. We take over. Lift up your two hands. You know, it's so interesting that a kind of message like this is coming in a time when people are trying to escape. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you not escape God's plan for your life. There's somebody, you're planning Canada, and God told me it's not the will of God for your life. I said it. I've said it before. I said it to your pastor. Concerning America like 10 years ago, and I'm glad he listened, and I'm glad I did not shy away when God gave me the word. It's not that Canada, kill it. You have tried it 3 times, it didn't work. God, that's the mercy of God. That's a sign. It was not be. Sit down. I reign. Oh, I'm in my full prophetic mode now. I reign. Oh, I said I'm speaking prophetically right now. If I come near you, better grab it. I say I read. Manto Sotobro Lokotaya. God told me there are angels positioned all over this hall to help a generation cross into subdue, so that they can fulfill the mandate of what? Rule and reign. Somebody shout, I reign. We reign. We reign. We reign in our space. We reign in our industry. We reign in our city. We reign in our nation. God is saying, I bless you so that you can reign, rule and reign. Take over. Heaven on earth. The force of heaven at work. You know, I'm doing School of Prosperity on Tuesday and next week Tuesday. I'm proclaiming it, but in that class, God told me that I'm going to teach it. So I'm going to teach it on Tuesday and upper Tuesday. I rule and reign. It's possible, Buye. It's possible. Shakalaka oso dobro lokota ya balaka. IT space, malakata, yekiata, malakokota, yakata, innovation on a whole new level, construction industry, matosa, kakata, yakata, ya, mekatusaba, a generation that we have ideas that will solve problems. There's no problem we have in this nation that cannot be solved. All it takes is a genuine idea from the Lord. Capacity for it. I will never forget an encounter I had last year in Canada, Supernatural Canada. In one of the sessions, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know, there have been times that based on my plan for art, for your planet, there was a new idea that's meant to be released. Because there's nothing man has that God did not give him. He said, and I looked around. I was looking for somebody to carry that idea. The Lord spoke to me in my office as a prophet. Say, I would have preferred somebody who belongs to me to carry it on that. But I looked around in that space. I couldn't find any who has capacity for such mind. He said their thinking level was too low to accommodate. He said, there's no point putting there. It's like, I'm coming with a truck full of water and you showed up with a spoon. What will I do? I will just pretend you are not there. And I'll look for a serious person who has built capacity. Now, and what I'm saying tonight is blessing helps us to build capacity. God told me, he said, I release this idea to people who are prepared. And they take it to their generation. I declare, the ideas relating to your generation, you are positioned to carry them. Yeah. I see new things coming in the next 6 months. I say, I see new things coming in the next 6 months. I'm prophesying right now, and I see you being a partaker of those new things. You must lead. Who told you there's no money in your country? There's money. Sit down. Plenty money. Say, as you are running away, some of you are running away from money. The money that, don't worry, maybe they should run so that they can allocate the rest to run. Don't worry. The one that is meant for you, I would just say, Lord, can you? He has gone now. He's meant for here. I'm serious. Something happened. Boy, thank God, Boy was directly involved. The last time I came to Nigeria, that was September, November, October. On my way out of Nigeria, as I was going to the Muritalai Airport, I looked up and I saw this LED display. So, 4-bedroom, 3-bedroom houses in Ikoyi, blah, blah, blah. The moment I saw that sign, there was like an agreement in my spirit. I just knew. I've contemplated, even myself and Boye, we try Kate, and then so after a while I dropped it. But this time around, it glued, and immediately I called Olori. I said, Olori, do you know any realtor? He said, I think Pastor Boye knows somebody. I said, yeah, tell him to contact me. Within 1 week, we contacted the person, blah, 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 blah. To cut the long story short, I came back and the house is ready. What will shock you? Over 93% of the money I paid for the house came out of this, your country. Because I know the moment somebody say, conversion rate, 1,002. I didn't need to be sending money. The money was here. Opportunities concerning my business, some opportunities just happened in the next 3 months. Boom, 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 boom. And he paid for everything. Because that was my honorarium for the last mission. So I'm expecting honorarium. I'm working hard. This one. You are laughing. He knows. When he sent me on the mission, with all this hard work, Ife, Akure, even my team, they got tired. I wasn't tired, but I said, Daddy, can I live stream? I said, I'm here, fired up. Honorarium is waiting for me. That's how he settled me. And this is not the first time. Even my house in the mainland, that's how it happened. I just went to dedicate a house, Pastor Leia's house, and put the like in you. You know, then you must sanction it. And the rest. That's why, you know, I regretted not buying two. I should have bought two. Because I realized I'm the one that determined the level of the flow. I'm serious. To the glory of God, God has used real estate to teach me prosperity. There was a time I was just crazy 10 years ago. I was buy. I put in an offer. And this was off crazy buy, cash buy. Before closing day, that money must appear. Boom! I've done like 8 deals like that. Wa see me. Mo de see me wo de wa mo. Say, you see me buruku lele yo. I'm serious. True life story. God told me, said, you stop dreaming. You know, you can be a prayerful person, spend time in the word, but you don't know how to dream. Small. Ebro lokwo satabaya kataya kataya akakatu soprono kotaya leleleke to sopro bala kataya ba. And that's why in this season you can't just roll with any set of people. There are people that God is going to strategically put in your space to do something to your dreaming capacity. Don't run away when they are talking big numbers. I'm not there. Just pretend. Yes. I'm going to start praying in a few minutes. But let me tell you this. I don't go to Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference just for the word. You know, there's this saying in Yoruba. I say, I won't la. That's my own interpretation. You know, I go to places, you see parking lot for cars. But when I go there, I'll see parking lot for cars. I'm parking lot for planes. So I like driving past and say, okay, I don't get it money. Okay, you still don't need it. Oh, you get it only one bed, you know. Okay, I'm going to park it. There's so much that God. I'm not talking, who's talking luxury? Who's talking comfort? I'm talking about people that will just take over. They will shut the space. Has the covenant changed? Come on, talk to me. Has the covenant changed? And the children of Israel were fruitful. They increased abundantly, multiplied, grew exceedingly mighty. Then look at the last verse. And they filled the land. They filled the land. What are we doing? I'm not just talking about people that know how to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Go and praise the Lord in your space.
with results. Boku sata barolo kotaye bekia ba gonda kata igege basa ma a people of relevance. Nekeyasa, they know the capacity of their covenant, and they are running with their covenant to fulfill the purpose of God. Genesis 22:17. I think one more scripture after this, that we get into all. You know, you are there having some useless conversation. Some people are having mega conversation. What's your own country? 1,005. Now, are you Mala? What's your own? Why are you telling me about the conversion rate? Some of you, every day, you go and meditate on it. Ah, what do you know? 1,650. And you are not making money in dollars. So what's the use? Having useless, vain conversation. Shortening your capacity. So, good day, say, what you finish country, you want to budget? Nothing for us. Cameroon visa. Let's go. He blessed. How did he bless? He spoke. You are using your own mouth to curse. Oh wow. The heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God told me, tell my people, he said, what they found difficult to do when the dollar rate was lower, he said, they will do it with ease now that I have risen. Raise your mind to the level of your covenant. Geography is not on the same level as covenants. In Goshen, nothing shuts down. Everything works. There is constant supply. There is no dry moment. But listen, if you have a dry mouth, you will end up in a dry moment. Everything goes slow generally. I don't know. Even what with your phone, you are phonetically destroying yourself. I'm blessed. I'm helped. I'm assisted. Every season is my season. Every season is my season. Every economy is to my advantage. If God be for me, who can be against me? Do you know your worth at all? You are the most expensive product available. I've said it everywhere. I'm going to say it again. Yeah, listen. The worth of a product is determined by the payment made for it. Do you know somebody had to die for you to become? Not just anybody. God killed his son. Even me, I kill my son. Never. But for you, God killed Jesus so that you can become. You not carry yourself anyhow. I'm frustrated. I'm depressed. Especially your generation. Anything. Mental health. You even have mental health day now. Mental health. As if like the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. Bury your head in the scripture. Discover yourself. Who am I? I remember growing up, before you move into any new school, my parents will sit you down. Go to law school, you not your manity, once you don't get there and behave anyhow. Now make it look as if the Bible is just a story book. Story. Jesus of Bethlehem. Mary of Judah. This is life. The word which I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Oro. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. This light shineth, and darkness comprehend it not. Bury your head in the book. Let the covenant come alive to you. Make up your mind. I will not just be fruitful. I must multiply. And I will not settle with multiply. I must fill up capacity. And I will not just fill up capacity. I will subdue. We use force. We will conquer. And guess what? Until we rule and reign, we will not stop.
our minds are made up. What is ours will not be denied. Get on your feet. Heaven on earth, raise your mind above your covenant. You know, this country, the way it's going, boom, boom, all the blessing in the country, they will just start running away from you because you are damning the country. You know, nothing. I know some of you know how to speak grammar. Nothing is working. I'm frustrated. This politicians, they're just gonna mess all of us up. It's not possible.
You know, wasn't if I shared the story of one of my friends, final year 1992. You know, that one of these nasty finals that was so hard. You know, everybody came out of the exam hall like, oh my God, what kind of exam is this? But there was this guy in the class who decided to be the representative of the class. So he came out of the exam and said, exam you obey wa. But thank God for spiritual intelligence. My friend Akekeleye Roso said, like, yeah, to ba femisi group we, exam you obey. So tigbo, to ba fe fail, to ba fe ni carry over, ni carry over. The guy was wondering, copy a right? Awa in me at the class corner. That is awareness, spiritual awareness. You know, at times the devil know you have been taught enough not to start the conversation, so he will now put you in the space. Oh, come on, am I talking to someone where the conversation is going on? When I'm a note, that's the time to say, I have an appointment. And some of you have some useless WhatsApp group, old boys association, old girls association. You know, a lot of jobless people, they don't have what to do. You know what I'm talking about. They put in all the negative things, they put it together, and you'll be feeding it. Meditate. This country is messed up. Yeah. Spiritual awareness. Remove yourself. If you want to be respectful, mute it. Be not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Faith is real. He works. I'm a foolproof. Nothing is impossible. If God says, let's go for it. You know, God will never call you to do what you can do by yourself. He will always call you to do what you need his muscles for. And I'm saying this is the season to do the impossible. Not by reasoning, but by faith. Have you been blessed tonight? So what God said to us is still very much relevant. He knew what was coming before he said heaven on earth. So it's heaven on. And it's not just you that have problem. Problem is everywhere. God told me since pandemic, he said we cross from darkness to what? Gross darkness. You don't think we have problem in America? We have serious problem. When my father's age mates are the presidential candidates on two parties, is a major problem. People that they should be now just be guiding them. Now say they are ruling us. You don't think we have a problem? Please pray for us. In fact, I told my wife before I left, I said, I'm not voting in November. Because I'm like, how can I pray me vote for my father's age mate? My father cannot rule a local government at this age. And now, no, I know my father was smart, but not at 80. So I said, okay, if I don't vote for either of them, maybe I'll vote for independent. My wife said, you just waste your vote. I said, let me waste it. But these grandpas, people that should be playing with their grandchildren or great grandchildren, they'll now be calling shots for us. That is a mess. It's a mess. We have problem. In fact, it's just our problem are very peculiar. You know, it seems these days, problems as area of specializations. They have headquarters in certain, you know. So we have our problems, you have your problem. The same affliction is being accomplished. Where you are running to, their problem. I'm serious. They have problems everywhere. But you know yourself. If God is sending you to Canada, go. If he send you to England, go. But don't send yourself. Oh. Because if you send yourself, you might regret it. And listen, please stop hiding behind opportunity.
to disobey God.
Say, you know, it must be the will of God.
Not necessarily. God has a plan. He has a purpose. Wow. The blessing is real. Somebody shout, the blessing is real. I can't hear you. Shout, the blessing is real.
I want the next 3 months to be filled with your testimonies. So, Pastor, I had your word on the 10th of March. I swelled up within. And I said, I will not settle. I'm going for what is mine. Genesis 22, 17. Moskabash. It says that in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. So that your seed will be, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. Hey, I love the last part. Can you read it loud and clear?
Over dominion. They will rule, they will reign. That once they mention that industry, your name must come first. Your company's name must come first. Are you listening to me? In your space. Remember the word I gave you last year? 10 times better. Let's go for what is our heaven or not. The covenant is real. And God wants everything done all over the world. And he's going to do it through his children. You are the ambassadors of God in your generation. Let's go take over. Are we ready? Lift up your hands unto heaven. Oh, Oluwambe, Gloria.
Somebody stir up tonight. Don't settle. I heard the Lord clearly. He said the purpose of the blessing is not primarily for comfort and luxury. Will you have comfort? Will you have luxury? But beyond comfort and luxury, God wants to have a voice. He wants to have what? A voice. In every what? Space. How many of you know that? While all of you are, well, most of us were watching Cup of Nations last month, there was something I was watching. I saw some of the expressions of the players on the pitch, and I knew this is more than a religious expression. So I started to do the research over most of them. I was shocked. Do you know most Nigerian players that came from England as sound believers? Calvin Bassey, Olaino, even Trustekong. Later I found there's a fellowship that they started together and is still connected, giving testimony. Even Kenneth Omoruwa. I'm not talking about light believers. Solid, they have prayer meetings, they have retreats. You notice Calvin Bassey did something on the finals. Even when other people were falling down, and he knelt down. And I went to his page later and I said, I give thanks. That was not the result we desired. But in all things, I give thanks. Solid. Is it Taiwo Awoniyi? And a bunch of them. There's a move of God everywhere. There's a move of God. God is specifically putting his people in spaces. And you know, the same way it was is happening, Africa-related players, the same move is happening in Brazil. people with family, like Firmino, David Luiz, a bunch of them, strong believers. I'm not talking about either identity. They don't even play with it. They are very vocal about their faith. God is intentional. He's raising an army. Not just people that will sit in church and say, hallelujah, glory to God. People that will go out and dominate space. Take church beyond the four walls of the church. Make God look good. Make God look good. Make God look good. Are you listening to me? Make God look good. See, that man is a nice man, oh, and he has a lot of money, oh. He controls a lot of companies, but he's very simple. And later they will be drawn to you, and before you know it, they follow you to church. To the glory, they just bought a company 2 weeks ago. I was there, and his partner, who is Spanish, met with me, and some miracles happened towards the closing of the deal that the man could not believe. So the day I went to the company to see, and I've told people, that's what I want to be doing. Don't just call me when your children is sick. Call me when you are opening company. Are you getting my point? My anointing is not just for somebody's almost dead. My anointing is for, I mean, we are starting a company. Even all this testimony, I got a job. I'm getting tired of it. So I went there. The man has heard so much about me. So when I walked into the company, they just said, that's my pastor. I said, it's my pastor too. I'm serious. I still saw him. Was it the last time I came? He said, pastor, you remember what I said? I'm your church. I said, but I've not seen you. And I'm going to call after you. I'm serious. You know, display God in your space. Just back out. Listen, Goshen mind. Did you hear me? Goshen mind, not little mind. Big thinking. Let me tell you something. The people you roll with is important. Where's Femi? Or maybe somewhere. Femi Uga. I remember, was it 4 or 5 years ago? He was protocoling me, and you know, and we're talking. And we realized he was doing a development in Ifon. I said, Ifon. Myself and Boye took him up. Ifon. Ifon. Kino lo she Ifon. He was about getting married there. Maybe it was even 6 or 7 years. He said, wawak bomo to fanye wak bilo Ifon. So we attacked him. In less than 2 years, he has a house in Lekki. Goshen might. She said, kutoko. People that have house in Ikoyi, you want Lori Meji. Why do you have to go to a bedroom? No offense. If your life is in a bedroom, fine. You have to go far in a bedroom. I want you for a help. Now, I'm not attacked. Now, listen, if your life is in a bedroom, fine. But listen, even if you are living in a bedroom, you can develop an Ikoyi mind. Yes. Are you listening to me? You walk on one bed. I want to one more than one. Mind. I've shared this before. Let me share this as I close. Several years ago, this should be like 16, 17 years ago, I didn't have this kind of money. But I already had the mind. So there's a place called Borage. So I'll call the realtor. So I said, please, I'm looking for houses in Borage area. My kids were little there. I will go there. Oh yeah, this 4-bedroom. Do you have any 5-bedroom? The full basement. Even basement. Oh, basement money. But money and yeah. Fast forward. There's no neighborhood in Chicago land that can buy a house today. Timbaramu Verani. When I had no money saved for my kids' college, I was already bragging. My children will never need any school loan. And school loan is a big thing in America. Do you know what happened? By the time they enter college, God ensured to God who made me. Do you know? I can't remember the last time I noticed, you know, and both of them are in college. I noticed that the college withdrew the money from the account. What is your meaning? It's like you don't have to monitor the account. And I
remember, and I said it. They won't need it. Before you get there, let your mouth take you there. Watch your association. Think covenant. Speak covenant. Engage in covenant. Now leave covenant. What did I say? What did I say? I will end with this. Listen, can you look in my direction? Before you get so carried away by testimony. The question is, you must also get carried away with my sensitivity to God. I remember the first time the Lord spoke to me that you can't give anything less than $1,000 in the service. God was using it to train me. So I started. Initially, it was like, I do very bad light. 1,000. And after a while, I must say to me, alone, delay. Then, I want to write 1,000, make it 1,500 this week. God knows how to train. And I said, 1,500. Towards the end of the day, I said, we can't do 1,500 again. It has to be true going forward. Listen. And God used Casey Price to start training me in this several years ago. I was in Kenneth Crafodola Minister's Conference. And Casey Price of Blessed Mary said, for several years now, he just said it casually. I believe it was because of me he said it. I don't know how many people that had it, but me, I had it. He said, I give $5,000. And you know, Casey Price hardly talks about finances. He said, I give $5,000 every service. Regardless of any service, it has to be 5,000 at least. And I sat down there. It's like I was entering the chair. 5,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But to the glory of God, I've reached 2 now. And I'm going for 10. So if your father is operating like that, then Shomali. I said this several years ago. I said I will not be a preacher that will look into the hands of my followers to eat. I don't live on your seed. I live on my seed. So there's a Goshen mindset. There's a Goshen giving. Goshen commitments. We finish it in school of prosperity on Tuesday. Have you been blessed tonight? So I have 2 Tuesdays to break these things down. It's real. Can I be real? I'm a very, very responsible businessman. I'm serious. I know. But as irresponsible as I am, my deals, they don't make sense. They chase me down with deals. There are times that a whole week, what I spent looking into the company matters is 90 minutes. And he kept on scaling up. At times I lost, Lord, I repent, I'll be more responsible. But while I'm learning responsibility, I realize mercy is still carrying me. I know I need some training in my business. I know a lot of you are sharper than me. But something works. Covenant works. Covenant is bigger than geography. Once God says, do this, that's it. No thinking, no reasoning. Write the check. Do it. It's for God. 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 Why will you not fill up my account? Don't worry, I won't tell you everything. Come on Tuesday, we'll hear the rest. God gave me the word for you. He said, tell them, nobody should settle with comfort and luxury. My plan is take over, rule and what? Reign. Rule and reign for God. You are bastard. Think about it. Why do you think Israel stands out? Because God wants to be known through them. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands unto heaven. Lord, we receive everything you have for us. We say Goshen is our reality. We will not be denied. Thank you, Master. Come on, give God praise everywhere. So do everything possible to be at School of Prosperity on Tuesday.
We hope you've been richly blessed by this teaching from Kingswood Ministries International. Feel free to visit our website at kingswood.org for more inspiring teachings by Dr. K. Ijishason. There you'd also find other helpful materials and further information about this ministry. God bless you richly.